I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just about 2 years ago, residents of the island nation of Samoa got some surprising news. One of those residents is Stephen Percival. What was the news?
Well, in September of 2007, the Prime Minister made an announcement that his government was planning to switch the side of the road that people will drive on.
And which side had you been driving on?
We have been driving on the right-hand side of the road for over 100 years, as they do in the United States and in perhaps two-thirds of the world's country, and we'll be moving over to the left.
You'll be moving over to the left, which I imagine for the residents of Samoa, how many residents are there?
Some 190,000 people.
190,000 people in a territory that used to be part of New Zealand but is now independent.
It is, in fact, the first independent nation among the Pacific Islands. In 1962, we gained our independence.
All right, and I imagine residents like you will be or expect to be a bit confused. And we should say that the island that we're talking about here, Samoa, S-A-M-O-A, is the answer to our geography quiz. So what is the concern that people have? And I know that you're extremely concerned about this as well. How come?
Well, I see it as a very interesting development for any country to undergo this kind of transition, because in the case of Samoa, the government has made its decision unilaterally without actually consulting the public at large. And yet, the implications to the public are going to be very real, and people will have to come to terms with this law essentially overnight. And if there is a large body of people who are opposing the law, there is cause for concern. And I think a very interesting view of how a democracy is going to be working under these circumstances.
Now, you have to change overnight, you said. So September 6th, you can drive on the right-hand side of the road. September 7th, you're driving on the left-hand side of the road.
That's correct. From 6 a.m., and we have 2 days holiday, public holidays announced by government, where we will hopefully all become very familiar with the transition that's going to take place.
How come the government's doing this?
They cite economic reasons. The government feels that our strong neighboring countries, Australia and New Zealand, residents of those countries both drive on the left-hand side of the road as well. So by moving to the left, families in New Zealand and Australia, Samoan families living there, can now help with the provision of vehicles by sending secondhand vehicles back to their families in Samoa. And there's also another reason cited by the government, and that is a large number of our tourists are coming out of New Zealand and Australia, where they are familiar with traffic laws of those countries, and therefore they will find it easier to drive in Samoa when they arrive and find traffic laws are the same.
Does the government have a point?
It does, absolutely. It's just, I guess, people who are concerned feel that the transition period has not been long enough. There hasn't been enough public debate. Basically, because of that, there could be a little chaos.
Sounds like you're worried about more than chaos.
Well, that's the point. And my wife, who is from the United States, has been encouraging me to consider a time out from Samoa to spend a few months abroad, so that when we return, we feel a little safer.
Yeah, your car there, by the way, has steering wheel on which side?
My car is following the law that currently exists, which means we have our steering wheel on the left-hand side of the vehicle.
And will you be changing it?
No, we'll probably just let this one go for a little while longer and then buy a vehicle that will be a right-hand drive vehicle.
All right, Stephen Percival, who is a longtime resident of Samoa, which is the answer to our geoquiz. As of September 7th, folks will be driving, at least the hope is, on the left-hand side of the road instead of the right. I got that right, right?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.